acciones.
Latin Time is a Latin American Communications Workshop production.
Estuvimos hoy con ustedes.
Our team today.
Daniel Lara y Sergio Martínez en las voces.
Sergio Martínez and Daniel Lara at the mics.
Y Rommel Cajavilca en la producción técnica, la compaginación y la selección musical.
And Rommel Cajavilca in the technical production, edition and music selection.
Manténgase en la sintonía de CKUT, nuestro próximo programa, The International Radio Report.
Stay tuned to CKUT, next, The International Radio Report.
Tengan todos ustedes un feliz domingo.
Have a happy Sunday.
I'm Christian Breton of Quebec City, Quebec. I get my weekly radio news on the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. It's Sunday, March the 27th, and it is our second funding drive show for 2022. We want to thank everyone who contributed so far to the CKUT funding drive. We'll have some updates on that for you in just a couple minutes here. My name's Sheldon. I'm here with Jill, and we will give you our contact information if you'd like to reach us. RadioReport@yahoo.com is our email address. You can listen to the show through the CKUT website, ckut.ca, where we're live streaming and archived. Our Facebook group is International Radio Report. We have 744 members. We're welcoming Mohammed, Nick, Philip, Joe, and Richard, all joining the group this week. You can find us on Facebook. Just search for International Radio Report. And our YouTube channel, where you can go and watch the shows after they have aired, and previous shows on there, as well as some special exclusive shows just for the YouTube channel. That is International Radio Report channel on YouTube. We have 597 subscribers. Almost hitting the 600 mark. So if you haven't checked in there, you can subscribe to the channel and watch the shows and listen to the shows at your leisure. So funding drive is coming to an end. Today is the last day of the funding drive. It started on March the 17th and it ends today, March the 27th. It is the 35th anniversary of CKUT. Also coming up to our 35th anniversary of the International Radio Report. We started when CKUT received their FM license here in Montreal. So the funding drive has a theme. It's a CKUT till infinity, and the goal has been set at $35,000 to match the 35th birthday of CKUT. We've been telling you how to go and make your contribution, your pledge. You can receive some gifts based on the amount of your pledge, and you can also go in the entry for some of the grand prizes that are going to be offered. This money is extremely important to CKUT. It helps keep the station on the air. We only do this once a year. Any amount is appreciated. It could be $5, $10, whatever you can afford. We do appreciate any type of pledge to the funding drive. All you need to do is go online to ckut.ca/donate, and you can do everything online. Or you can pick up the telephone and call 514-907-9424. That's 514-907-9424. They will take all your information for your pledge, and do indicate that you are making a pledge for the International Radio Report. We do appreciate it. Most of you that have pledged have indicated that. And I know some of you have picked up t-shirts or tote bags or whatever based on the amount of your pledge. So you can check out all of those things on the website. So again, it's ckut.ca/donate if you want to donate online. And to do it by phone, the number is 514-907-9424. And we want to thank the following people who have already made very generous pledges: Brian Penny, Robin Spalding, Eric Cottrell, John Fisher, Antoine Simard, Brent Johnson, Ron Hunsicker, Normand Martel, Mark Drager, Thomas Beaton, and Ron Cesarek. We thank all of you for your support of CKUT and support of the International Radio Report. You still have time, and you can, even if you don't make it today, you can make a donation to CKUT anytime you like. Just go to that website, ckut.ca/donate, and you can take care of it there.
Yep, definitely important.
We want to remind you of the ongoing developments in Ukraine. We have a special document available on the Canadian International DX Club webpage. It's called Focus on Ukraine. We have the first edition of it up there. We're working on a new updated edition with a lot more information will be added to it. So check out the website, cidxclub.ca/Ukraine. And you'll come to the Focus on Ukraine document. And if you have anything you want to add, you can email us at the email address on the website. And the update will be coming out probably within the next couple days. Want to thank everybody that's been sending additional information. There's radio information, there's news reports, there's stories that have come out of different sources, schedules for radio stations that are now broadcasting to Ukraine, particularly the shortwave stations that have activated, and lots of information on videos and reports and all sorts of things relating to the situation in Ukraine. So cidxclub.ca/Ukraine. We'll get you to the document called Focus on Ukraine. You can click on it. It's right at the top of the page when you get there.
So we have some news about RFERL, which opens offices in Latvia and Lithuania. This is via Radio World on March 17th. Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, has opened news bureaus in Latvia and Lithuania after suspending its operations in Russia on March 6th. These offices will house teams from RFERL's Russia and Belarus service and the 24/7 current Time Global digital and TV network, and also provide a base for new investigative journalism projects and digital innovation hubs. The offices are in Riga, Latvia, and Vilnius, Lithuania. RFERL President Jamie Fly said in the announcement, these new bureaus will allow RFERL to continue to engage with our audiences in Russia and Belarus, despite those governments' best efforts to silence independent journalism. Fly thanked the Latvian and Lithuanian governments for their support. The organization said that in Riga, it plans a multimedia hub that will host Russian service and current time staff displaced from Russia. The Latvian capital will also house a new Russian language investigative journalism unit and digital innovation hub designed to counter disinformation and develop strategies to circumvent online censorship across delivery platforms. The Vilnius News Bureau, it said, will primarily host displaced Belarus service journalists and a reporting team being set up by Current Time to serve the needs of the network's Russian-speaking audiences in Belarus. RFERL also said it has seen audience interest that demonstrates the appetite within Russia and Belarus for a credible, uncensored alternative to Kremlin media about the full scope of the conflict. It said that from February 24th to March 16th, the number of views of RFERL videos on YouTube from Russia tripled to nearly 238 million, while the number of visits, page views, and unique visitors to its three websites from Russia rose by 34 to 53%. The organization said interest has also soared from viewers and website visitors from Belarus. So this shows that there's a lot of people kind of looking for alternative news sources. And there's Radio Romania that will broadcast programs and newscasts in Ukrainian. This is via the Shortwave Listening Post contributor Andrea Bornino. Radio Romania will broadcast news and special programs on its national, regional stations and on international frequencies in Ukraine. The initiative will facilitate access to information for Ukrainians who have temporarily relocated or are passing through Romania due to Russian aggression. Radio Romania stressed that in the difficult international situation caused by the start of Russia's war against Ukraine, the radio provides real-time listeners in Romania with proven news, paying special attention to Ukrainian language broadcasts. The stations of Radio Romania, covering the border areas, Radio Sigit, Radio Lassi, and Radio Constanta, as well as Radio Chisino, broadcast daily three news programs from the international Radio Romania in Ukrainian. The Radio Sigit broadcasts a special program from Monday to Friday for 40 minutes a day, providing relevant information and messages from Ukrainian citizens who have crossed the border with Romania, as well as messages received by phone and other relevant information. Radio Constanta also plans to include information in Ukrainian in its daily newscasts in cooperation with the Ukrainian community. Audio news in Ukrainian and text in Romanian are also adopted by the Radar News Agency under the heading Ukraine News in Ukrainian, War in Ukraine. International Radio Romania broadcasts shortwave, live broadcasts on the internet, on the website of rri.ro, and on SoundCloud. The programs in Ukrainian, 18, 20, and 22 hours, 26 minutes a day, focusing on the current situation in Ukraine, as well as the Romanian communities in Ukraine and the Ukrainian communities in Romania. Broadcasts of RRI, International Radio Romania, in Ukrainian can be listened to on request on the RRI website and on SoundCloud. Earlier, Radio Romania launched a broadcast of Ukrainian radio in its websites Radio Romania and Radar, and the Romanian public broadcaster TVR has started broadcasting a special program for temporary migrants from Ukraine, received via satellite from Ukrainian public and commercial TV channels. Such an initiative will help Ukrainians in crisis to receive informational support. Ukrainian radio can be listened to in the FM and AM bands throughout the country. Due to the expansion of medium wave broadcasting, the Ukrainian radio signal covers most of the territory of Ukraine, including small settlements, which do not reach the signal of existing FM transmitters. All channels of the public radio waves switched to the transmission of the Ukrainian radio signal. They can be listened to in the mobile app and on the website, ukr.radio. So what's happening with our son? Well, our son is kind of quiet, but it could change because there's a huge sunspot group that has appeared, and it's crackling with C-class flares right now. There's a little bit of news about the solar cycle 25. As the thermosphere is heating up, solar cycle 25 is intensifying, and Earth's upper atmosphere is responding. So basically, the thermosphere climate index is going up rapidly right now. What happens is when the solar conditions or when solar activity increases, it heats up the external thermosphere. Earth's atmosphere actually expands a little bit. And so what they're saying here, which is interesting, they say that so far, solar cycle 25 is well ahead of the pace of solar cycle 24. So if this trend continues, the thermosphere could soon hit a 20-year high in temperature. And what they're saying is that, you know, we're talking about the fact that the new forecast for solar cycle 25 seems to point that it might actually be stronger than predicted. And they say that TCI might also have some predictive value in a plot that shows the index on an upward trajectory. It mimics actually solar cycle 20, which peaked back in 1970s. Solar cycle 20 was an above average solar cycle with plenty of solar activity. So the new prediction for solar cycle 25 based on the arrival of the termination event suggests the same thing. So we might be in for a bigger solar cycle than we thought. We have, of course, the solar flux around 112. We have a coronal hole that will be actually sending us a little bit of solar wind. That could reach Earth on March 28th to 29th. That could actually make propagation a little different and cause some disturbances. But you know, we've had some pretty good conditions, and propagation is pretty good right now. You have to turn on that radio and listen.
This is Peter Laws in Norman, Oklahoma. On the air since 1987, you're tuned to the International Radio Report, 30 minutes of radio about radio, every Sunday morning on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, and live streaming around the globe at ckut.ca.
We want to remind you of the CKUT funding drive once again. We do appreciate any contributions that you can make to help us reach our $35,000 goal in conjunction with our 35th birthday at CKUT. If you would like to make a pledge, you can go to the website ckut.ca/donate and make your donation right there. Or you can pick up the phone and call 514-907-9424. So that's ckut.ca/donate if you want to do it online, or by phone, 514-907-9424. Any amount is appreciated. Don't worry that your amount is going to be too small. No amount is too small. Whatever you can afford, we would greatly appreciate it. It all adds up quickly, and we hope we will be able to reach that $35,000 figure by the end of Sunday as we wrap up the funding drive for this year on this Sunday, March the 27th. We move next to Poland, which is also doing some special programming for Ukrainians. This comes from Polski Radio via Shortwave Listening Post. The hour-long broadcast will be delivered in Ukrainian, airing every Thursday at 7 p.m. on Polish Radio's mobile app, web player, and DAB Plus platform, the public broadcaster's IAR news agency reported. Listeners will hear advice on where to find help, apply for assistance available to refugees, and how to obtain information about loved ones, according to IAR. Also, the program will feature news on how the Polish government, local authorities, and charities are working to support refugees from Ukraine, and on Poland's efforts to facilitate Ukraine's entry into the European Union and the NATO alliance. The weekly broadcast is prepared and hosted by journalists from Polish Radio's external service, also known as Radio Poland. Countering Putin's false narrative is the goal. The priority is to counter the Putin regime's false narrative, said Radio Poland's director, Andrzej Rybak. He added, we'll be reporting at length on Polish-Ukrainian relations, as well as the policies of the European Union and NATO. In addition, Ukrainians who have been forced to flee their country will hear about what is happening in the places they have had to abandon as a result of the Russian aggression. As the program develops, it is also set to feature Polish language courses for Ukrainians seeking shelter in Poland and items on Ukrainian music and culture. Ever since the Russian invasion of Ukraine began on February 24th, Polish radio has been airing news bulletins in Ukrainian on several of its channels, as well as launching a 24-hour live audio and video stream about the war on YouTube. It's also broadcasting the signal of Ukrainian radio on its web player and DAB Plus platform so that people escaping the Russian attack can listen to the programming in their native tongue. Poland on Thursday reported it had admitted nearly 2 million refugees fleeing Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So the stories sound very similar from a lot of different countries. Everybody is using radio as much as they can. I think they realize that for the people who do have internet capabilities and streaming and maybe through their phone apps, who might be able to listen to some of the broadcasts, others may have to fall back and dig out that old shortwave radio and turn it on and see if they can hear some of the information coming from many of the neighboring countries. It's good to see that so many acting quickly to get something done like that.
It's nice to see that we're kind of, you know, putting more focus on radio, showing that that old technology, as they often mention, has really a lot of importance today.
We have one kind of a lengthy story, but I think you'll find it really interesting. It's actually a commentary. It's by Sam Cranny Evans and Thomas Withington through the Royal United Services Institute via Shortwave Listening Post. The headline, Russian Comms in the Ukraine, A World of Hurts, H-E-R-T-Z, not H-U-R-T-S. Evidence of Russian communications in Ukraine indicate that the modernization of the Russian armed forces has been troubled, causing operation and tactical challenges. Russia's war in Ukraine has been marked by its apparent lack of coordination and a flawed plan. Russian forces have been observed moving deep into Ukraine, only to be cut off by a lack of fuel, vehicle breakdowns, and ultimately Ukrainian forces. Open source intelligence and Ukrainian reports suggest that radio communications across the Russian forces are poor, leading to makeshift solutions, including the use of unencrypted high-frequency radio for long-range communications and mobile phones to communicate. There is some evidence that Russian soldiers have deployed with more advanced software-defined radios, such as the R1871P1 AZART and the R168-5UN2 tactical radios that were carried by a Russian airborne soldier captured near Kyiv. However, the impression provided the Russian military of defense over the years has been that the equipment was widespread and that the majority of the Russian armed forces were operating digital radios and systems designed to facilitate planning and decision-making.
The R187P1 AZART is a sixth-generation digital tactical SDR with built-in encryption designed to provide Russian troops with secure and jam-resistant communications. It operates in a very high-frequency range, VHF, and ultra-high-frequency range, UHF, bands. Has a range of 18 kilometers in ground communications, depending on configuration, can be used as a repeater station, and can utilize GLONASS and GPS to provide positioning. The radios appear to have been delivered for the first time in 2017 to the 90th Guards Tank Division and were provided to other units thereafter. With claims of 300 radios delivered to a unit in the Leningrad region, the R187P1 serves alongside the R168 Agveduk family of fifth-generation tactical digital radios, which is also designed to provide uninterrupted communications in an electromagnetically challenging environment. The family has many variants, including HF and VHF systems, designed to provide communications up to 350 kilometers and 20 kilometers respectively, while mounted in a command vehicle. The radios were introduced by 2000, and deliveries were reported through to 2016 and beyond. In addition, there is the question of Russian forces using their mobile phones to communicate. This is not unusual for modern warfare. Accounts of Ukrainian soldiers doing the same are plentiful. However, one story documented by Nicholas Laidla cites a captured Russian soldier who states the officers started stationing themselves further and further away from the fighting. They are out of radio range at this point, and no one can contact them. The soldier proceeds to explain that a lack of long-range communications equipment was preventing anyone from contacting the central command of the deployed forces. It follows that some Russian soldiers may have resorted to the use of mobile phones to communicate with officers and each other in order to gain some situational awareness.
One of the most striking images from Russia's war in Ukraine so far has been the photograph of a civilian handheld radio. Although impossible to confirm, sources on social media said this radio had been captured by Ukrainian troops. Further inquiry hinted that the radio in question, a Baofeng UV-82HP, had been purchased from suppliers in the People's Republic of China. The radio uses V and UHF bands and lacks military-grade encryption. Why it was reportedly in the possession of Russian troops is unknown. However, this triggered immediate speculation on the health and performance of the Russian Air Force radio communications. One would assume that the units in Ukraine would mostly be using the more advanced radios detailed above. It seems bizarre that units advancing into Ukraine during this dangerous phase of the operation would not be outfitted with the best equipment, including radios, that Russia's defense industry has to offer. Are new military radios being delivered to units in fits and starts, forcing them to improvise? Or worse, are these new military radios considered substandard? that troops may feel more confident using a cheap Chinese handheld radio would say much about the quality of Russian equipment. At the time of writing, this was on March the 4th, Russia's invasion of Ukraine was just 1 week old. Open source information has raised questions about whether their communications are fit for the purpose. Russia military HF is out there in the spectrum. With the right HF comment comm jam equipment, it can be detected, intercepted, and the source of transmissions determined. While HF jamming is difficult, it is not impossible. Much like V and UHF radio, Ukrainian EW cadres could exploit Russian HF nets and jam them to impede command and control, or use them as a conduit for false, misleading, and demoralizing traffic. Determining the location of HF transmission sources could also let Ukrainian forces determine the position of Russian units. As HF is used for significant quantities of tactical and operational command level and operational strategic level traffic, detecting and locating an HF radio may help betray the position of a command post. Engaging such a target would clearly help dislocate the Russian command and control, as would attacking it electronically. So radio espionage going on, and secret efforts to jam and locate all of this. The technology is out there to do all of this, and the yep. easier it is to do with the less complicated radios, the more likely it's going to happen.
There's been a lot of reports that I've been reading that, and it shows that, you know, they're talking about they're using some Baofengs transceivers, and a lot of the reports I've seen is that Russian communications, a lot of it is in the open, in the clear, not even encrypted. So I guess it shows that maybe they're limited also in the amount of equipment they have.
There was a really interesting video that was released by the New York Times. They actually translated some of the two-way communications that were being monitored between Russian troops. And there were times where they were really in pretty dire straits. They had no fuel, they had no food, no supplies coming into them. They were trying to communicate with other command posts via the radio. In some cases, the communications were getting through. In some cases, they weren't. In some cases, they were getting quite nasty between the command and the troops in the field because they were very frustrated, being held back in some cases by the Ukrainian efforts, lack of supplies, stuck in mud fields, intercepted, or even there were even some cases of them being ambushed along the roads that they just didn't know what was going on. So it's pretty dramatic. We'll be putting that link to that video from the New York Times in the new edition of the Focus on Ukraine. It's really quite dramatic and quite surprising to listen to, actually.
So we have some upcoming ham radio contests.
Yeah, it's actually a little bit quiet. We have one contest that was actually canceled. It's the Polish Amateur Radio Union voted to cancel the Poland DX contest, which was scheduled for next weekend. So that has been canceled due to the activities going on in the region. So that one has been eliminated for this year. We have a PSK Flavors contest. This one's kind of interesting. The Penn Ohio DX Society Club is doing the PSK-31 Flavors Contest, 1000 Zulu April 2nd to 0400 Zulu April 3rd. The purpose is to work as many stations as possible in the allotted time using six different PSK modes. The band is 20 meters only. You can only work each station once, and each contact must be a two-way contact. So there are 6 different forms of PSK, BQ 31, BQ 63, and BQ 125. And they're different bandwidths as well. So kind of an interesting one. I've not seen a contest like this before. So you can check that one out. We'll put a link to all of the information about it on our Facebook page.
And last, we have the Louisiana QSO Party. 14 Zulu April 2nd to 02 Zulu April 3rd, organized by the Louisiana Contest Club. The band's 160 through 2 meters, no work bands, and it's phone, CW, and digital.
All right, so that will do it. We do want to give you one more shot to make your pledge for the funding drive. Go to ckut.ca/donate if you appreciate what we're doing and you hope to continue to hear our show and continue to hear CKUT. In order to do that, we'd certainly appreciate your pledge to the funding drive. ckut.ca/donate to pledge online or telephone 514-907-9424. We thank all those people who have already pledged, and we'll have a complete list of all our donors on next week's program. Thanks for being with us today. We will talk to you again next Sunday on the next edition of the International Radio Report on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Have a great week, everybody.
Bye-bye.
CKUT is having a funding drive. CKUT is your community radio supporting events, culture, and shows, and playing the music you wouldn't even know you liked unless you heard it here. Give us a call. 514-907-9424 and give what you can.
United Nations.